three simple ways to relieve your stress with assertiveness. You don't have to breathe deeply, meditate, or exercise. Just speak up more. In these times of uncertainty, you don't want to add unnecessary stress to your life. You already know stress is bad for you. It worsens your health, productivity, and relationships. In this article, you will learn three ways to reduce your stress without having to breathe deeply, meditate, or exercise. A lot of your stress comes from poor and inauthentic communication in your relationships. Much of the stress comes from how we react to something that happens to us. Reacting assertively to relationship issues are a fantastic way to reduce your stress. You can't always control what goes on in outside, but you can always control what goes on inside. Wayne Dyer. Here are three ways to relieve your stress during using assertiveness. Number one, create clarity. Problem? Are you confused about why nice people are spreading negative gossip about you? Why your boss won't give you the recognition you deserve, or why your boss blocked you from getting a promotion in another department? Lack of clarity can be stressful. For example, not understanding why others act passive-aggressively with you, not knowing what to expect from them. Do not try to guess what others think, know, or want. Your guess is likely to be wrong because you do not have the full picture of what is going on in the life of that person, and you do not know their beliefs. Similarly, do not expect them to accurately guess what is happening in your mind with your feelings and your goals. Solution: ask questions to understand how others think, feel, behave, and want. Say what you want, think, and feel. Address baby issues before they grow. Don't ignore a little misunderstanding. Some small issues will repeat over and over again if not clarified. Number two, stop feeling guilty for no reason. Problem: guilty feelings cause rumination, sleepless nights, and inaction. The problem arises when the guilty feeling is not right because you attribute too much of what happens to others to something you did or said. Guilt, when you do something that is clearly wrong, has a purpose in our lives. But if you constantly feel guilty every time someone else is unhappy, then that guilt is just stealing your energy. Solution: understand that you are not responsible for other people's feelings. Their feelings come from how they interpret facts based on their beliefs and past experiences. It's not always about you. Look for evidence that you really did something wrong. Chances are you didn't do anything wrong. Ask others for feedback. If they look upset at you, ask them if you did something to upset them. Number three, say no more often. The problem? When you say yes to one thing, you automatically say no to something else that may be more important to you. It is important to intentionally spend your energy, resources, and time on your own priorities. Saying yes when you do not mean it creates overwhelm, stress, and burnout. It also reduces how fast you progress on your own goals. Solution: start by saying no or not now instead of yes every time someone asks you to do something that is not a requirement. You can always change your no to a yes later if needed, after you've taken some time to evaluate your priorities. Do not over-justify because it will create more confusion and make you look apologetic. Say no firmly and without hesitation. I challenge you to have confident, candid, and caring conversations today to reduce all unnecessary stress in your life. Find your assertive way to happiness, impact, and to release your best version of yourself. Summary: to relieve your stress, focus on how you react to relationship miscommunication. Be authentic and assertive by clearly creating clarity, stop feeling guilty, and saying no when you want to say no. You can't always control what goes on outside, but you can always control what goes on inside. Wayne Dyer. Until next time.